Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Back to all your Eagles calls in just a couple minutes. And a big thank you here. We got to give to our friends at PDQ Signature Systems and Slices Pizza in East Falls. They brought us some lunch. Hugh, this food is delicious.
Yeah, it was real good, man. I like the, what was that, the boneless chicken wings?
Yeah, they're good.
You know, we're not, as men, you know, that's not the, our go-to. You got to get the bone in. But they were really, really good.
Did you have the regular buffalo? Because they told me there was mango habanero. But you're not a big
Those
spice
are good.
Guy.
I had a
Did
couple
of those.
They're pretty good.
Was that the ones like with the glaze on it?
Yeah.
They weren't overpowering.
Oh, well, that's good.
They were
good.
Pretty good. No, it wasn't like an overpowering spice. They were really good.
Everything was good. They brought steaks. They brought pizza. They brought me an eggplant sandwich here, which is
that's
delicious. Everything is good. If you run a food business, you need to talk to our friends, PDQ, Signature Systems. And if you're around East Falls, stop by Slices Pizza for some great food. In fact, head over right now for have some lunch. It is time for us. It is noon on Friday. You know what that means. It's lunch, but it's also... It's time to talk to our guy, Scott Fransky, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, as the Phils win a big series out in Milwaukee. Scott, how you doing?
Scott.
Doing great, guys. How we doing?
Pretty good, Scott.
Well, we're good. We got a win over the Cowboys last night, but, you know, we're still yelling about things. That's what we do around here. But, Scott, at least the Phillies are making us happy. Scott, that was an impressive series victory in Milwaukee, and just the whole – it felt – like, the intensity I felt watching those games was October-ish. I mean, that first game, the back and forth, the comeback. And then yesterday, I mean, that was great pitching by Ranger.
Terrific. I mean, Rangers get some traffic on the bases, but, man, he can get out of some jams and really, really pitched well. I thought he was terrific. I really did.
Well, he was, and the Phillies really have bounced back since what happened last week against the New York Mets. And Scott, one of the things that has been evident is has been Ranger and the other pitchers since they left New York. It feels like the pitching staff here, Christopher, Ranger, they've pitched pretty well. I mean, and they have to without Zach Wheeler. But I feel like Ranger, specifically since Wheeler went out, has pitched his best baseball in a while.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and, you know, he talked about it, that first start back at home. I guess that was against Washington, I think, or no, Seattle, when, you know, right after the news. And he said, you know, it's time for me. I really need to step up. And he's done that. He looks really, really sharp. Command has just been impeccable here of late for Ranger. And again, I know there's some traffic on the bases and there's some, you know, there's some soft hits and whatnot mixed in there that get you into some situations. But all in all, he's pitched great, and you know, to match Freddie Peralta yesterday, 0-for-0 was really impressive. And in important game to win a series on the road against a team you might face a month from now. So who knows?
Scott, talk to me a little bit about how much of a shot in the arm Harrison Bader has been for this team, and with the defense, the two platoon things and all of that. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes such a difference to have one guy out there in center field. I mean, you talk about championship teams, they're strong up the middle. And, you know, the Phillies, I think they have their blueprint, you know, going forward right now with the way Harrison is swinging the bat. He brings a lot of energy. He's a smart player. He's a winning player. He does everything defensively. He's been hot offensively. That may not stay. It may not be like that all the time. But it's allowed the manager to really just plug him in center field every single day. You know what you're going to get defensively. He's making, you know, getting big hits at the bottom of the order offensively. And it allows, you know, Rob to kind of, you know, tinker with the edges, you know, the corner outfield spots based on matchups per, you know, each and every day. But the center field looks like it's locked down right now.
Yeah, Scott, let's talk about the edges, the corner outfield spot. Yesterday before the game, and it was against a righty, and it was the two lefties in the lineup. It was Marsh in left, and it was Kepler in right. Topper was asked, you know, this really looks like it's a double platoon, left and right. And the left one we knew about. That's kind of been that way for a while. But the right field one, that feels like it's been there. Just no one wants to say it fully out loud. And now it's hard to say anything, but it's a platoon. What's your thought on how the Phillies have handled it? Because I think they're doing the right thing right now based on what they're getting out of Kepler and Castellanos.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's too many other ways to go. Rob was kind of pointed. He said, hey, if you guys want to call it a platoon, go call it what you want. That's fine by me. He said, what I'm trying to do is put the best lineup each day out there. He said, now is the time just for winning. And that means having to, you know, make changes in the lineup on a daily basis based on, you know, the matchup of the pitcher that particular day. And more than anything, I think it's based on who's hot right now. And, you know, Kepler's been swinging a pretty good bat, and he's probably going to play against most right-handers the way it is right now. And obviously that means a loss of some at-bats for Nick Castellanos. I don't think it's unheard of that he would start again against a righty, you know, here and there going down the stretch. But I do think you're going to see a lot of Max Kepler out there.
Scott Fransky with us here on a Fransky Friday as we talk about a Phil's team coming off a series win in Milwaukee. They head to Miami tonight, and then the Mets come here next week for a big series. Scott, let's talk about Aaron Nola. He's the one guy on the pitching staff that right now I think we're worried about because it's just not looking right. I heard you the other night talking about his outing, and it really, you framed it interestingly because you look at overall, it's like that wasn't good. But the first five batters, they all score. And then after that, if you look at his game, it was good for the next five innings. Where do you view Nola right now? Because they need him to get right to use him in the postseason.
Yeah, they do need to get him right. There's no doubt about it. Because you know, you can say what you will. You know, and again, I framed it that way because again, you're talking about five innings of one run baseball, and he pitched really well after that. But you can't ignore the fact that it's a 5-0 game at that point, or a 6-0 game at that point. And everybody plays a little bit differently when the game gets out of hand one way or the other. It's just human nature. So it's been a real struggle. And you know, I think two starts ago we saw the velo was back up. Three starts ago his stuff looked really crisp. I mean, really crisp. It was as good as we've seen him all year. Three nights ago, not as good. I still think there's little tweaks going on mechanically that he's trying to center in on, staying, you know, on top of the baseball and driving down through the zone. I think you look at his fastball and it's just everything is thigh high and above, and that's not the kind of pitcher Nola is. He needs to be down around the knees, and when he does that, he's pretty successful, and I think that's a real product of being able to stay on top of the baseball, stay behind the baseball with his delivery. And I still think he's going to start a game in the postseason. Unless something drastic happens between now and the end of the season, I still think he's going to be one of the starters for the Phillies, you know, if they need four starters in a playoff series.
Well, you would think he would be, and especially with the lefties they have, that it would make sense to me to mix a righty in between one of them. So, Scott, we anticipated it'll still be Nola, but if it's not, Taiwan would be the next guy up. And then the name on my mind now, is just I'm interested, is What do you think they're getting here in Walker Buehler, who's now down with the Iron Pigs, but I imagine he's going to be up here soon, maybe to take a start or two. He's a guy that's had tremendous postseason success. Now, he didn't pitch well in Boston this year, but one of the better postseason pitchers probably the last 5 or 6 years. What did you think of that signing and when we might see him here?
Well, what I thought of the signing was it's a good low-risk, high-reward kind of play. And maybe he does turn out to be something that they can use down the stretch. I know it's not been a good year for him. I know he spent a lot of time on the phone this week discussing things with Caleb. Kind of, he's looking for things the way he wants to feel, and Caleb's trying to give him some things to work on. When he goes out, he's going to start for Lehigh Valley. He's going to start a week from tonight for the Phillies at home against Kansas City, assuming the plan stays the same. There's no rainouts or anything, you know, changing the plan. But it sounds to me like he'll get that one start. After that, it remains to be seen. I think a lot of it will depend on how he looks, how the other guys are feeling, whether the Phillies feel like they need to give guys extra rest, how they might want to line it up for the final 2 weeks of the season, that kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, I'm intrigued by it. I know, you know, again, like you said, he's got a lot of postseason success. Even last year wasn't that great during the regular season, was pretty good during the postseason. So it could be one of those plays that gives you a lot of value for very little risk.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Scott Fransky, let's end with this. The Phillies are in Miami this weekend, and then we all know what's next week. The Mets come in here for 4 games. So right now, the Phillies have a 6-game lead. Obviously, those games are important for the Phillies to hold a lead and kind of get closer to clinching a division. But, Scott, how important do you think next week is psychologically for the Phillies? Because you look at the way the bracket is set up, and if they're the 2 seed, they're going to play the 3 versus the 6, and that looks like the winner of the West against the Mets in the first round. So we could see the Mets right away in the first round of the playoffs if the Phillies do get the 2 seed. Is it as big of a deal as we make it out to be? Do you think the Mets are a thing to the Phillies, or have we just made that a big thing because the results have gone the wrong way a lot this season?
I mean, I think you probably have to say it's a little bit of both of what you're talking about. I mean, I think that's got to be in their heads a little bit. I think it's more so about going to New York than it is playing them in Philly. But again, if you face them in the postseason again, like you did last year, you know, they came in and stole a game in Philadelphia, the first game of the series, won with the ace on the mound. They rallied late. They got the win. And they're a really powerful offense. So I think more than anything, to go out there and pitch well, some timely hits, play well in the series, I do think that goes a long way towards not only improving their confidence, but maybe knocking the Mets down a little peg and not letting them feel those good vibes that they felt you know, this time last year when things were really rolling and when they came into CBP and stole that game one.
No doubt. It's going to be a big one. Phillies, Marlins this weekend, and the Mets come in for Scott. We appreciate it as always. Have a great weekend, and we'll be listening.
Have a good one, Scott.
Right. You guys don't spit on each other, please.
Okay? No, we don't. We don't believe in that, Scott.
No, we're even anti that.
A lot of other people do. We're not spitters.
All right, boys.
Thank you, Scott. There we go. Scott Fransky with us. Hugh, go ahead.
Speaking of that, never mind. I shouldn't bring it up because I might not. Never mind. I'm going to leave it alone.
Self-edit?
Yeah.
A little self-edit. All right, one more quick thing on the Phillies, then back to your Eagles calls. Hugh, the Phillies are 6-0, okay? So
yes.
Next week, barring something drastic, I still think the Phillies are going to win the division, and I don't think next week is really going to change it, right? The 6-up's a big cushion.
Mm-hmm.
They have to play at least decently against the Mets from my psyche.
I tell you what. They don't... Well, they do have to beat the Mets, in my opinion.
They need at least a split next week.
Yeah.
At least a split.
Yeah, it has to be one where you're not getting sunned. And you know what I mean by that? Like, you know how you said, guys say, you're sunning me?
Yep.
Like, you treat me like a little boy? You can't let the Mets little boy you. Because they have little boyed you.
Well, and if you look at the way this looks like it's going to end up with the bracket, the Phillies look very likely to get the 2 seed. And Hugh, that would mean they'd play the winner of the West, probably with the Dodgers. Dodgers-Mets. I mean, like, it's hard to avoid them. So we'll see them here next week. Phillies in Miami tonight against the Marlins this weekend. And you're right, Bader's been awesome. I mean, that catch he had yesterday in the ninth inning, great. They got a well-pitched game at a range. It was a good series win by the Phillies. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls. Your reaction to Jalen Carter, I would suspend him for next week. If it was up to me, if I was Sirianni, he wouldn't play next week. Where do you come down on Carter? Jalen Hurts, the offense, the defense, the A.J. Brown stuff was just wild. We'll come back and we'll talk more about Kevin Petullo, his first game as Eagles coordinator. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Everybody know Jack Daniel's. Tennessee whiskey is my favorite whiskey. And my folks at Jack Daniel's just dropped a new flavor. It's called Jack Daniel's Blackberry. It's the real deal, folks. A smooth, sweet taste. Perfect to enjoy with friends. I like it straight. Also had it in the locker room punch that they made the other day with the berries and the Sprite and everything. That was great, too, but I definitely like it straight. It has a bold, vibrant taste and an aroma of creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and a hint of honey. It's going to be my new tailgate drink this season, people. Jack Daniel's Blackberry, coming soon to your local fine wine and good spirit stores. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.